Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. Today I want to talk about the validity of anxiety. And to be honest, I don't know exactly how I'm going to approach this. I'm just going to speak as things come to me and I feel inspired. First of all, is anxiety valid? Well, anything that we truly believe to be a fact is going to be manifested as fact if we truly believe it. So I know that growing up, dealing with anxiety, I truly believed that it was so real because I was experiencing it, going through it. But I got over it when I stopped identifying it with it. So I no longer believe that I deal with it. So it is not a fact in my current reality. So that is my thought on the validity of anxiety for myself. I believe if somebody thinks that they are anxious, then if they truly believe that they are, or certain things cause them anxiety, then it is going to be manifested in their external reality, because it all comes down to belief. And I can only say this because I have dealt with it, I have gotten past it, and I understand that we are always manifesting consciously or unconsciously. And if we believe in something strongly enough and we persist in that belief, it will manifest, it will harden into fact. So, and I also I also know, based on my own experience, that it can be difficult to get out of the state of consciousness of dealing with anxiety and depression, unless something happens, or where you, like, you're given the tools to get out of that state, whether you hear somebody talking about the fact that you can get past anxiety or depression, whether you read something, whatever the case is, if there comes that moment where you become aware of the fact that this doesn't have to be a reality in my life, this doesn't have to be something that I deal with, I believe you can get over it. But as far as the validity of it, for those who believe that it is something valid in their life and they truly believe that, then it's going to be valid in their life. So you have to change your mindset. Not everybody is given the tools to get past these things, or they're given the tools, but they maybe want to stay in the old mindset. They don't want to change their story. So then anxiety is going to be, it's going to be a valid state, something they occupy, right? But for me personally, there's no validity to it in my own life. So it depends on how you look at it. Okay. My youngest daughter, because of what I went through and growing and talking to her about anxiety and depression, like when she was really young and I was still dealing with those things and projected those things onto her, or they were things that I was going through, and then I started seeing she was dealing with them, so she was reflecting things back to me. So now I'm at a point, she's almost 16 now, and it's been heartbreaking watching her go through those things. So I've had to change my internal conversations, my assumptions about what she's going through, so I can bring her out of that state, by my imaginal acts, by my internal conversations, bring her out of that state and teach her about conscious manifesting and teach her about changing her story at the same time so that anxiety is not a valid state for her. It is not something that she continues to make a part of her story. So maybe I should have changed the topic from validity of anxiety to something else, but that's just what I came up with. So if you're dealing with, if you currently are somebody who's dealing with anxiety or depression for that matter, or in any state that you don't want to be in, you can change that state, all right? By you change your beliefs, your assumptions, your internal conversations, like what conversations are you like carrying on all day long, right? Do you ever catch yourself kind of talking to yourself internally? What are you saying, right? So catch yourself sometimes. Ask yourself, like, where did this come from? I need to change this. I can change my state of consciousness. I can get out of the state of anxiety or again, depression for that matter. So the validity is whatever validity you give to it, right? You can change that. You can absolutely change that. You don't have to identify with the state of being anxious, okay? If you know somebody else who is dealing with that, you can bring them out of that state by imagining them no longer being anxious, okay? You can do that by imaginal acts, you could do that by internal conversations. So things are really only valid if we give validity to them based on our beliefs and our assumptions. Again, going through it when I was younger, oh yeah, I thought it was real as the sun in the sky. But now I know for me, it was just a state. For others, it's just a state. And if you want to get out of that state, you change your story, change the things that you're telling yourself, right? Until eventually that new story is created. So, all right, short episode today, but those are my thoughts now on anxiety. So take from it what you will. And that will be the end of today's episode. So I will see you guys next week. And next week, I want to talk about conscious manifesting. So that should be interesting, I think. All right. Thanks again. Hope everyone has a great day. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.